This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, February 21st, 2014. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Later on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com talks about the week in business and politics.
Plus, members of the cast of Good People discuss why audiences connect to the Tony-nominated script. And the Tritones, Ben Harris, Adams Collins, and Drew Packard, sit down with Robert Ginsberg inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio to play original music.
First, a bill to fund Arkansas's private option narrowly passed in the state Senate yesterday, 27-8. That's exactly the three-fourths majority needed for most appropriations legislation. The debate continued on the Senate floor, where opponent Senator Alan Clark said he believes the program will increase the federal deficit and individuals' dependency on government assistance.
I think this is one of the worst socioeconomic policies in the history of our state that we will live to regret. We have decided that ensuring able-bodied adults, half of whom are 19 to 34, my children's ages, is our highest priority in this state. Half of this new group of able-bodied adults do not work.
State Senator Stephanie Flowers also took to the well to rebut Clark and others speaking against the bill. She said many poor people in the state do not have the opportunities for jobs and health care.
When you speak about the poor and people not working, we live in a poor state. And a lot of the poverty that exists in this state is as a result of the policies that have been established in this body.
While there was optimism, the Senate vote would change the mood in the House. For the third consecutive day, lawmakers in that chamber failed to reach the needed three-fourths margin. Republican Representative Josh Miller argued the private option was rewarding people who didn't work hard enough to pay for their own insurance.
We need our government programs to revert back to the days of the New Deal, when the term was a hand up, not a hand out. As long as the government keeps handing it out, folks are going to keep taking it. Laziness is incentivized, and hard work is penalized.
Democrat John Walker countered Representative Miller, saying he grew up during the New Deal, and the programs existed because the jobs weren't there.
There is this notion that there are people here who are just waiting to get on the public till, who have no interest in work and who are otherwise lazy and do not wish to advance. I say to you that all of you know that we don't have jobs. One of the reasons we are willing to make concessions to Big Steel and other places is to get more jobs, which means that many of the people in the state who cannot get jobs cannot afford health care.
The House is expected to take the measure up again today.
For the first time in at least 20 years, and possibly ever, students in the Fayetteville School District will be going to class on Memorial Day. The district applied for and received a waiver from the Arkansas Department of Education in order to have classes on the federal holiday. Alan Wilburn, Communications Director for Fayetteville Public Schools, says the waiver allows the district to end the school year on June 6th instead of June 10th. Wilburn says scheduling makeup days has been especially difficult this year.
It was a situation we looked at and decided, how can we shorten the year by not going as far as we can into June? We've already, this particular schedule of makeup days has taken away, obviously, a holiday in January with MLK Day. We've gone on a Saturday already. We're going to go on another Saturday. We've taken a parent-teacher conference day, and we've also taken a staff in-service day away and converted those back to student instruction days. So this makeup schedule really is kind of an amalgam of all of that stuff.
Wilburn says district officials felt that having school on Memorial Day was preferred to making up missed school days during the spring break holiday.
Spring break is one of those we try to stay away from at all costs if we can, because so many people make those plans weeks, months in advance, and they have plane tickets, reservations, all that type of situation. And for Memorial Day, we asked for the state for a waiver, since that is a recognized holiday, and every school district in the state does take Memorial Day off if they're still in school at that particular session. So we decided that that would be a more palatable day to take than trying to mess with spring break.
Only students on a traditional learning calendar will be in class on Memorial Day, while schools following a continuous learning calendar are using intersession days to make up the balance of missed instructional days.
Starting next month, more destinations in Rogers will be connected by bus routes. Joel Gardner, executive director of Ozark Regional Transit, says the goal is to increase the footprint of the transit authority's offerings in the city.
Some of the new areas of connectivity are going to be to the Rogers Public Library, the new Rogers Water Park, the new ballparks at the corner of Hudson and Dixieland. So we're really touching many, many, many more areas of the community than what we did before.
He says the new routes are a result of the city giving roughly $80,000 more dollars during this budget year to Ozark Regional Transit with the purpose of expanding public transit in the city. Other new offerings by ORT include a connection from Rogers New Tech High School to Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville and from Mercy Medical Center to the downtown area. Service will also be expanded downtown, including points along Olive and 13th Streets and Sunset Drive. Gardner says consideration of current high transit volume areas and previously unserved areas went into developing the new routes.
First of all, we really did just wipe the map clean of any existing route that we had. And then we said, okay, these are areas of current high transit use, so let's put those back in place. And then we started looking at the other areas that we knew that the city wanted us to touch. And also, from feedback from the community throughout the previous year, knowing that the Rogers Technical High School was going to be working in conjunction with NWAC, wanting to see what we could do about making those connections there. We knew the water park had just opened up, and that would be someplace that people would want to go. And also the fact that we weren't even coming close to the library previously, we wanted to see about touching that also.
Gardner says in the future, the two new routes could be split into two to allow for greater frequency of bus stops.
Mostly clear tonight with lows around 34 degrees. Expect sunny conditions tomorrow with highs near 66 degrees. And tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain after midnight and lows from 39 in northwest Arkansas to 43 in the Arkansas River Valley.